You ready? Remember how to do this?
Yeah, I think so.
You sure?
Do I need headphones?
No, you don't need headphones.
I don't look nearly as legit.
No, you look totally legit.
All right.
You have to talk a little louder.
Will I?
Yeah, that's good.
I pull this closer?
You have to project your voice.
Oh, okay. I do videos, so I don't know how to do this.
Welcome in. It's about 5:30 on Tuesday, August 28th. Welcome to another podcast, joined tonight by the GOAT, Alex Goetz.
The GOAT.
Who? Is Callie talking, or is she here for more?
If she talks really loud, she might be able
Callie,
to.
Do you want to talk? Okay, she shook her head no.
I don't think so.
See, there is a girl here.
There's a female in the room.
You wanted to come talk about Mommy Film Festival, right?
Yeah, I want to promote the Mommy Film Festival.
Okay, hold on.
All right,
good. I have been waiting to play this game with somebody.
Oh, cool.
And I figure no one would be better than you. And I have to start by asking you, and I don't know, what kind of music do you like?
Oh, it's totally all over the place.
That's fine. Like, give me some examples.
Like specific artists or just genres?
I'll take either.
It can literally, and it's funny that Callie's in the room for this because she'll get really frustrated. It'll go from like 40s big band, like swing music to like ASAP Rocky, like next song. And she's just like, you got to pick like a genre and stick with it for a time. Cause it's literally all over the spectrum.
Don't you let anybody tell you what music to like.
I know. Right. And I'm just going to look at her and just scowl. No, it's all over the place. I love like jazz. I love blues. I love like I had a huge blues phase. I go through like big phases.
Okay.
Like last month, I was really into like vintage, like Las Vegas, like Dean Martin stuff, and like Rat Pack stuff, and Sinatra. Like
I do the same.
It's phases. It could be anything.
Not to be nerdy. I'll save that for Justin and Vinny tomorrow.
Okay.
Have you watched any of the Marvel Netflix shows?
I started the Luke Cage one.
Do you like the music in it?
I don't think I ever really paid enough attention.
They often have, like you're watching the first season.
Yeah.
Like Rafael Sadiq. Do you know who that is?
I know of them.
They have some great like hip, like neo soul and R&B artists that perform in the club.
Oh, really?
That make it onto the soundtrack. And the second season was like that much better. They had like a lot of like Creole bluesy jazz stuff.
That's awesome.
There's one guy they had on, and I can't remember his name, but he's like 500 pounds, and he is, I guess, B.B. King was like a jazz musician, right?
Yeah.
Like
he's like the most famous. I saw him before he died.
This 19-year-old kid, he's like 19.
Yeah.
Like 400 pounds and 19, he's like a prodigy, and it's like watching B.B. King.
That's crazy.
And I found him, and was, so yeah, you might like that stuff, but I'm all over the place with that too. This would make you good for this game. By the way, Alex Goetz is an award-winning local cinematographer who is a friend of mine now.
Friend of yours now.
Did I do that right?
But when we first became friends, you wouldn't even say the word friend. You just referred to everybody as an F word.
I'm better now.
But you also were, single. You're like a whole new man.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
You can speak for Callie.
Okay.
Do you want to talk?
Bring her in.
Just as I always give Demetrius' wife, like you are, she always has an
open
microphone.
Does she just sit here?
Nope. She always has an open microphone to come tell her side.
Aw.
Callie, what kind of music do you... And by the way, Callie is an award-winning wife of Alex Goetz.
She's an award-winning graphic designer.
Have you really won awards?
Yes. She won't say it, but she has.
Yeah.
She's too modest.
You can brag on the show. That's what I do all the time.
I'm not a bragger.
What is the name of this new endeavor that you've got?
Pip and Cricket?
Yeah.
It's
like, now I can talk.
Yeah.
Now she's talking like full volume, too.
I got excited. It's a company that I started. I do graphic design and stationery design and invitations and logos and everything. It's the name's based on my cats, Pip and Cricket, and yeah, it's really fun.
They're Eric Chase approved cats. There are certain social channels or Instagram stories that I would pay for because they're so entertaining. Your cat, you guys know Taylor Dungeon?
It sounds really familiar.
She used to work for The Blade. Now she's a police officer.
Yeah, I think I've heard
her son is destructive.
Oh, okay.
I like watching her son destroy shit. And your cats are their own TV show.
Yeah.
So I like them.
That's good to hear. I I am concerned about the amount of cats making cameos on my Instagram story because people are like, what do you do all day?
Right.
I'm like, I just sit at home with my cats.
With my cats.
But I really don't like anybody else's cats besides ours. So it's just like...
They're kind of like dogs.
They are like dogs. They're really weird.
And they're full of energy.
Yours have personality.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Callie, what kind of music do you like?
I'm kind of bad about music. I just listen to whatever's on these days.
What do you turn off?
My music.
Sometimes.
Does she?
Yes.
Sometimes like the loud, scary rap.
Loud, scary. You know, that's a whole genre in itself.
I mean, if you go to downtown Toledo, you'll get shot. So, I mean.
Yeah.
By the rap music.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I guess lately I've kind of liked a lot of different random things. Like I love Beyonce and I love 21 Pilots. And I don't know. What else
do I like? Isn't it?
That's it.
But loud, scary rap is bad?
Yeah, it gives me a headache.
I don't know right, what
well,
falls in that
you
category.
Guys can play together if you want. So okay. I've been... Do you remember on the old show we would do like blank or blank and we'd have to, you know, soccer player or porn star or stuff like that? Remember? You ever
I think
remember?
So.
Okay.
I think so.
So I've been working on this game. It popped into my head one day. So K100 across the hallway is like the number one station in Toledo and has been since the dawn of time.
Nice.
I don't like country music at all. Like, I could never get into it.
Yeah.
There's just nothing about it. When I've been to like country music type events, how can I put this? It lacks diversity.
Yeah.
And I'm very much for diversity and inclusion, and yeah. I like seeing a rainbow of faces. And country music doesn't seem to provide that.
No.
So for a variety of reasons, I'm not into it. I'm not like knocking the music. It's just not my taste.
Yeah.
You can throw me in the category of everything but country if you want.
Yeah. No, I think I could fit in there pretty well too.
I do, from where I grew up on the East Coast, like dance music. And before it was called EDM,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Which is now it's pop music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just having this discussion with my friend the other day. So I've always liked dance music. And a lot of times, like you guys know Chainsmokers. It's like, here's a Chainsmoker song. And outside of like Halsey or Coldplay, nobody's any idea who the singer is.
Yeah.
It just goes into the producer. Sometimes Calvin Harris sings in his tracks. Sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah.
So, you guys, if you want, you can come up with a team name, like maybe Pip and Cricket, or just Callie and Alex. We can play.
We should probably just be the Goatses.
Yeah, I was just going to say
the Goatses. The Goatses. I like the Goatses. By the way, they're the Goatses because they spell their last name G-O-E-T-Z.
But it is just, everybody just butchers it all the time. We've gotten Goats. We've gotten Goatez.
Goetz.
We've gotten Goetz. Getz. Wait, Getz is normal.
Getz is right.
If you ever
I don't even know anymore.
If you're ever like me and you're like, how come the internet hasn't figured out there, and there yet?
Yeah.
Look at your last name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to play EDM singer or country singer.
Ooh.
Oh.
Callie might be better at this. She didn't admit it earlier, but she likes country music.
Really?
Oh, well, I used to more. I haven't listened to it in years, but
okay.
If it's like a summertime thing, I think.
Because all like you talk about like loud, angry, scary rap and like misogyny and womanizing. It's the same thing with country
like
music
blue
songs.
Jeans,
it's not.
Drugs.
They're all drinking and they have like hot girl videos.
And short jeans.
Rap music makes weird noises like burp.
That's it? That's what freaks you out? The cat makes that noise too.
The cat does make that noise.
Little do you know that when you ring the doorbell at the Getz household, it says it's DJ Cal. It's another one. Okay, here we go. So EDM singer or country star?
Okay.
We can do this.
First one. Justine Suiza.
Ooh.
Oh.
What do you think?
I feel country.
What? No, it's EDM. It's got to be EDM.
EDM is right.
Mm-hmm.
No country music person has last name Suiza.
Suissa.
That's not from the country.
Next up, Matthew Koma. Matthew Koma. K-O-M-A. Matthew Koma.
I'm referring to you on this one.
I think I'm going to say EDM again.
That's correct. Yeah. I think he was on a Zed song. Next up, you're doing well. So 2 for 2. Alicia Madison. Alicia Madison.
I'm pretty sure this one's country.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
No. What?
That was like the most country. That was like the most country sounding name
country
in the world.
Anymore.
I don't have the names of the singles, but you'll have to take me at my integrity.
Okay.
Next up, Eva Simmons.
Oh jeez.
Eva Simmons.
I feel like that's got to be another EDM Is this all EDM people?
No.
Is that EDM?
Callie, you wanna?
I'm going country. You're going EDM. I'm going country.
Alex is right again.
Dang it!
And she was on a pretty big song too. Next up, Dan and Shay. Dan and Shay, a duo.
Ooh.
EDM or country?
That's definitely. I feel like country.
Yeah, I'm sticking with country.
They're a duo, and it's not a feat.
That is
they're
country
featuring.
That is. But it could be like blank producer featuring Dan and Shay.
Yeah, but instead it's an ampersand.
Next up, what's an ampersand?
It's a little and symbol.
It's actually a plus.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lauren Elena.
The country?
Yeah, I feel like it would be. I don't know. I don't know country music anymore. You guys keep looking at me.
I want to say country.
That is country. All right. You're really good at this.
Yeah, he is really good.
Next up, Emily Warren.
That feels country again.
I was going to say EDM.
Callie got one.
What? Is that your first one?
She's on the new Chainsmokers song.
Okay, cool.
Next up, Alina Baraz.
Oh, she's EDM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's got like her own like full albums though.
Yeah, there's like
they're
a
really
lot of down-tempo chill stuff.
Yeah.
Next up, Kane Brown.
That kind of sounds country. What do you think?
I'm going EDM.
Right. Or is it loud angry rap?
Ooh. He just threw one.
Kane Brown is apparently a country star.
Okay.
And he's like 19 and looks like a lighter skinned Drake.
Okay.
And he did the In My Feelings challenge video as a country star. I can't explain it.
Interesting.
Next up, we'll do a couple more of these. Easton Corbin.
I've heard this name before, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Was I listening to the EDM channel or the country channel? I have no idea.
I feel like that's got to be country.
That's correct.
I feel like, did he just come to Toledo or something? I think he just came to Toledo, like the Rib Fest or something.
If you said country act just came to Toledo, yeah, there's probably a 50-50 chance you got it right. When I do run against Mayor Wade in whatever year, it will be less potholes, more pop acts performing.
Okay, I got you.
I like that.
It's nice. Good stance. Yeah.
Let's go with Florence Welch.
Oh, that's a weird last name.
I have heard. Okay, I guess I've just heard names.
I'm going
to
say country again.
Yeah.
EDM.
What?
Florence and the Machines?
Yeah.
Florence, is that what it is?
Is that her full name?
Yeah.
But that's what? EDM? Wait, okay. I guess I don't know what EDM is.
She was featured on a Calvin Harris song.
Oh, so it's anybody who's featured on an EDM.
Because that was
correct.
My first instinct. She was
Florence and the Machine.
Well, I do like Florence and the Machine.
I'll throw you a bit of a curveball here, as if you guys
scary,
have
Scary Angry Rap.
That's I'll take Scary Angry Rap for 1,000
That was loud, scary rap.
That's going to be a category in Jeopardy one day. It's all DMX. Do you remember Onyx?
No, but DMX is pretty sweet.
Dude, if you want to start your day right, listen to unedited DMX songs.
Yes.
BB Rexha.
BB Rexha.
That's EDM.
Is that EDM? That feels like
kind
of an EDM.
No, it's not.
What?
It's not because they're in that poppy song, but it's
Or is it? Both
is it? Are they that song that's out right now? Like
Meant
that
to
the
be?
Dude sings in
Florida
the
Georgia Line.
There's a guy.
So so she's that song, which is like a song country radio can't get rid of. But she got started doing EDM vocals.
Really? Huh.
So
okay, that's what I thought.
Both.
I thought she was more of the okay.
That went well.
All right. Okay. I think I win. Do I win something?
Yeah.
I win a feature on your podcast.
You win a free podcast.
Yeah. Cool.
You can talk about any of the. Answers to questions I ask you.
Okay.
Hey, I'm waiting for Meldon to get back to me, and I'm not holding my breath, because I invited him to come in and talk about TEDx Toledo.
Yeah.
Are you helping to produce it this year?
I do a lot of part-time work through Creadio.
Right.
Which is run by Will Lucas, who puts on TEDx Toledo.
Right.
So, kind of like partially involved in that, like, I just did a lot of the headshots for people and... I think I'm going to be taking photos of the event. So, like, if you needed a direct connection, I could patch you through.
I don't. I messaged Sam, who I see once a week at Maddie and Bella, and I was like, hey, you know, people have been announced. Would you like to come talk about it? And he was all excited, and that was the last I heard of him. So, if you want to pass it along to Will, or you can talk about it, or whatever. Pass the invitation.
I don't think I have the authority.
Okay.
I could just talk about my fears of doing another TED Talk.
So Alex and I met and struck up this friendship about a year ago because we were both TEDx Toledo speakers, and you did a great job for someone who said they were scared shitless while the audio went down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
Aww. Yeah. Got it. Whoa. Who was that? Somebody spoke to us.
It was from the Q monitor.
Yeah. No, it was. I still am. I think I have flashbacks to it, and it's like I don't do well pre-planning talks,
mm-hmm.
but a TED Talk is like one of those things you got to pre-plan.
Yeah.
You really can't just wing it.
Right.
But I actually do think in the future I want to do another one,
mm-hmm.
and it's a bold statement, but I wanted to do, my original one was going to be, it doesn't matter where you make it. And it was going to be like this whole bold statement about making it in Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds super pessimistic, but it would wrap itself up with a heartwarming message in the end. But that's not like animal related, but it speaks to kind of my experience in my career is that I'm doing things everywhere, but I'm still in Toledo. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something important. I just did a TED Talk right now.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're done. Thanks, everyone.
Somebody might have come up with this idea.
Don't steal that one.
Well, that one. But I was going to say, more broadly speaking, Will can do this one. Some of these are like TED Talks in 2 minutes.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Steal that. I mean, somebody's got to already do that, right?
I feel like it's got to exist somewhere.
Ask Will if he wants to bump that up the TED email, the TED group chat.
Yeah.
And go, Eric had this idea. Somebody's probably already doing it under another name. But for our ADD society now, let's do TED Talks in 2 minutes.
It's like TED in 2 or something crazy like that.
I love it.
It's good. There you go.
Yeah. Callie, how do you think? Were you there for his thing last year?
I was, yeah. And I felt really bad that his audio and his video went down because that was a really good video. It was still really good. But like the voiceover and the audio was like,
And you spoke about putting your head in the mouths of lions and jumping underwater in foreign lands in water that won't exist in like 100 years.
It's true. Global warming.
The reason I brought this up is I am so glad we did last year and not this year.
Yeah.
Because one of the people who I really enjoy watching and hearing speak when he does is Randy Ostra. Mr. O from ProMedica. I've seen him like a half dozen times.
Yeah.
And I really admire he's very prepared, very detailed and well-spoken, eloquent, all that stuff. But his delivery is very natural and extemporaneous.
Mm.
It doesn't come off like he's sitting there reading notes. And that, you know, it takes a while to get there and you prepare and you just throw it out. But I really enjoy watching him speak. But I would not want to have to follow or go before him because I know some of the other names. I know and I know Amani. I don't know a lot of the other people. But like it's an unfair fight.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely be a good one. There's a lot of people that I'm actually really excited to hear talk. And I got to meet them all kind of one-on-one for just a like really quick photo session and talk to them a little bit about each of their presentations. And some of them I'm really excited to hear from.
What is it, the 24th? 27th?
It might be the 27th. Let me see. I can find out really, really
Thursday?
Quick. Is it the 20th? I think it's the 20th.
Is it?
What day is that? It's coming up. It's a Thursday, yes.
Okay.
At
Fleetwoods again.
Yes.
Possibly the only TED event in the country where you can drink.
Is it really? We're going to find out when I go there.
All the videos I've ever... Well, we can drink at Fleetwoods.
Yeah.
It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning maybe. But of all the TED videos I've ever watched, didn't look like it was a drinking type of atmosphere. No. But we are Toledo, aren't we?
It's true.
The Mummy Film Festival.
Yes.
I hope to God it's happening at the Mummy Indoor.
It is.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I said that on the show for later on. So I've heard about it before.
Yeah.
How are you involved with it? What are you looking for? How can we help? Why should I go?
Yes. All right. So the Mummy Film Festival, this is its fourth year. I actually submitted a film its first year. What was that? 4 years ago? 2014? 2014?
4 minus 8 plus 4.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe in 2014.
Or 15.
Yeah, somewhere around
15,
there. 15,
16, 17,
18. Anyways, the very first Mummy Film Festival,
come
myself.
On, Alex, get it together.
I don't know math.
Myself, Gally's like, I don't know either.
Anyway, 4 years ago, you submitted a film.
I submitted a film with Justin Grubb, who I do a lot of my like wildlife film endeavors with, and we actually ended up winning the film festival.
Awesome.
It was really awesome. It was an awesome opportunity to get to show our film to like this crowded theater of Mommyans or Toledoans. I don't know what you call them. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I have not submitted, but I've wanted to kind of help the film festival along. So last year, I kind of began on the planning committee, and this year I'm on it as well. It's a small, pretty dedicated group of people who all just love film, and bringing film to Toledo and showing like really awesome films produced here in town, but also throughout the Midwest.
Let's go back. Yes. What was yours that you submitted? A wildlife-centric movie?
Yeah, it was in Honduras on this little island that could fit probably within like a soccer field or a football field. And they live on this island surrounded by...
People do?
People do. Surrounded by the second largest coral reef in the world. And
oh, that's going to go away soon.
Yes, unfortunately. And it's a marine sanctuary, so they have to live as they've been living for like hundreds of years. But they were actually, the interesting story is they were all displaced slaves during the slave trade. So ships would wreck in the Caribbean, and they just kind of all like populated these little islands throughout Honduras.
So they are now the ancestors of those people. They're not 400 years old.
They are now the ancestors. But they have to live a pretty like primitive lifestyle to preserve the reef. So it was just like a really interesting story to get a glimpse into these people's lives in 2013 who are living very primitively on a very small island surrounded by like one of the best reefs in the world. So yeah, there were some fish. There were some fish in there.
What a non sequitur. So they're on this island and there were some fish.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going there.
So that was our film.
How long was it?
It was maybe a 4 or 5 minute short film.
How long did it take to make? Like we were, shoot, edit, and everything?
I think we stayed on the island for about a week. And then to shoot it, so for about a week of shooting and editing, I don't even remember, probably a couple months.
How much did it cost?
I don't know. We did a GoFundMe type thing, and we got some support probably around. We lived pretty poorly then. We just bought like a loaf of bread and PB&J and mm-hmm. just ate that every meal. Maybe a couple thousand.
On that island?
Yeah. Eating a peanut butter sandwich in like 100 degrees in the Caribbean.
You bought it and took it over to the island.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. They weren't growing peanut butter.
They weren't, no.
Could you imagine if there's a place that grew peanut butter? I would move there.
That's true.
I would too.
Mm-hmm. Just like it's dripping off of a tree weirdly.
Anything. If I could grow my own peanut butter.
Yeah.
If I wanted to watch the film now, where can I find it?
I think if you just Google my name, you can find my Vimeo page.
Okay.
It comes. I think it's literally the first thing that comes up, and it's somewhere on there. It's called Living Isle.
That's bad. Living Isle, ISLE?
Yes.
So if I go to Vimeo, can I go to Vimeo?
Yeah.
Vimeo, Alex, Goatez. No, Goats.
Yep.
Gets.
It's old. I don't even know if I'd watch it right now, because it's like back when I was starting out.
It's so pretty.
The Story of the Wild.
There it is. I see it.
Which one?
Down on the bottom right.
This guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Wait.
Later.
Oh, that's our Wild to Inspire one that won the Nat Geo thing. Or was the finalist? It's somewhere around there.
Okay, so that was that. You submitted that and
yes,
you won. What did you win for winning the film festival?
A cash prize.
How much?
I don't know if I should disclose that. I think it varies every year, but that's another thing is filmmakers who've submitted now get cash prizes. Plus, it's just grown so big that we're trying to like offer a lot of opportunities to local media makers, like mm-hmm. photographers and videographers and filmmakers. And so there's opportunities to come and listen to panel discussions now, presentations. We actually have a guy from Maumee who his name is John Alexander. He's worked for Lucasfilms for like 25 years. He's worked on every single Star Wars film in the visual effects department. And he's like, yeah, I'll come back. I'll do a talk about it.
He's from here?
Yeah, he's from Maumee.
Very cool.
So he's going to do a presentation. A good friend of mine who is a Sundance filmmaker is coming to talk about independent producing and directing. We'll have some local creative agencies presenting about like creating short films and small packages like under 5 minutes and branding and marketing yourself and things like that. But also we're going to have just a lot of really great films. So like we got one girl, a friend of ours, their daughter had a film in Cannes. Which is huge, a short film. She produced it out of Yale, I think. She offered to screen it at the film festival, so we're going to screen that as like a special screening.
Before we go any further, what's the date? It's the weekend, right?
September 27th is our kickoff party, so that's a Thursday night.
Where everybody gets drunk like they're out.
Craziness.
In Park
it's
City.
Just mommy, just yeah, it just people collapses stumbling. Into itself.
Oh, the irony. That's the same night that the Transformers cartoon movie is being put back in the theaters.
What? Going.
So I'll come that weekend.
Yes. Friday night.
Nothing else to do.
September 28th.
I bought my ticket. Stop it.
Yeah. September 28th, though, is the actual beginning of screening films.
Okay.
And that's in the evening. I think we're starting with horror and thriller block. So Friday night watch a bunch of horror films that are locally produced in around the Midwest. And then Saturday is literally a whole day of screening films.
Okay.
All different genres. We'll have some information books out so you can know what times are different genres. If you're like, man, I don't really like drama, but I love comedy, I can go at this time. So it'll be really cool.
Mommy Film Festival, if I look that up on Facebook, I'll find it.
Yes.
Is there a cost?
I believe a ticket is $6 a day, or you can do, what do we end up deciding on? $10 for Friday and Saturday.
So
it's really not expensive at all.
So you get to see maybe their short films. Yeah. Are there any full-length features?
I think the longest one we have is around 40 minutes.
Okay. But you're getting lots of them.
You're getting to watch 50 to 60 short films.
For the cost of less than...
seeing a 1.5 hour film.
Right.
So, and it's the Mommy Indoor Theater. It's a really cool space.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're supporting a local run initiative.
You said there'll be some presentations, some guidance there. What would you offer to people who want to do what you do to make these films and do documentaries? What would yours, and not about the branding or anything,
yeah,
but the other side of it.
I think the biggest thing is shooting all the time, constantly putting out content, but also escaping Toledo to go to film festivals in different areas, meeting and mingling with people, because ultimately
networking,
it's literally everything. It's all about who you know.
Hey, why does that person's stuff suck and they still get to go everywhere, or they still make millions? Because they know everyone.
It's true.
And
that's
people
literally
do them
it.
Solids.
So yeah. Go out and talk to every single person in the world and tell them that you're a filmmaker, and hopefully you start getting gigs that way.
Aside from that, and let's say I as you said, with peanut butter and a loaf of bread, this is not very lucrative to make some of these things. So what if I only have resources to go to places around Toledo, where I can drive to, and forget about the networking part? What kind of things should I be looking for that people might be of interest?
I think there's some really interesting stories just all around Toledo. I think find something that you don't see all the time on YouTube or Facebook and figure out a way. That's been the biggest challenge to me this year is telling Toledo stories, because I do a lot of freelance video work around town.
Mm-hmm.
Telling Toledo stories in an interesting way that Toledoans haven't seen yet. So I'm actually doing a bunch of different videos. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it. With LISC, which is a financial opportunity center in Toledo.
Okay.
So we're going to be working with a bunch of different people who financially were struggling at one time in Toledo, and we're going to produce short documentaries about each one of them and where they're at now.
I like it.
And so telling the story in a unique way that you don't scroll past it on Facebook.
What's unique about it so that I don't scroll past it on Facebook?
I don't know. We got to figure out once we start shooting.
Oh, okay.
It's just we're going to get their stories and we're going to try and shoot it in a way that's really engaging for people. But there's so many cool things around town to shoot and film and stories. And so and Toledo has that hometown pride that if you wanted to go screen a film, you could get a whole theater full of people to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good weekend. For
it will.
$6 or $10 and then whatever else is coming with it. Drinks, food, go hang out at the Village Idiot and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Anything else fun going on with you?
I might be gone for the last 3 months of the year.
Where are you going?
Might be going to Borneo in October to film a really large bird.
Where is that?
It's in Indonesia.
Okay.
And so it's way over northwestern Australia. Northwest of Australia, in Australia. Got to go to Yellowstone to film some wolves in November. And then I got to go to North Carolina to film some red wolves in November and maybe December. And then we're going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Which of these is not like the other?
Which one is really going on?
Yeah. Yeah. She wouldn't want to do the Borneo trip because it's going to be 3 weeks of hiking in the rainforest and mm-hmm. mountains, looking for an exotic bird.
I would love to do that. Except for the bugs.
The bugs.
And the really large snakes. And I'm actually really good with spiders now, but the ones that are the size of my fist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
Those are the best.
By the way, I'm also on the cusp of buying a house.
Yeah.
So you guys rent your place, right? Or did you buy it?
Yeah, we rent it.
So I've kind of once I sign this paperwork, all the travel wanderlust I have has to go away for good. I'm jealous of all the places that you've been, but It's hard to, doing what I've always done, it's hard to get away for like multiple weeks and yeah. who watches the dog. So I'll just Callie. Do the house and...
I'm she always watches, here.
She watches the cats while I go away. Or the cats watch her and make sure everything's
right,
fine.
Right, exactly. Who watches Callie when you go away?
Yeah.
Pip and Cricket.
So Borneo, yeah. are you definitely going?
We're still figuring out details like this next week. But I should know within the next week or two.
How dangerous is that?
It could be pretty crazy. I won't go into too many details because Callie's right here. I like to censor her from the dangers of the world.
What you've done on other trips. So
yeah, it could be pretty dangerous.
All I see you is walking through the jungle of Borneo in Indonesia with a machete hacking away.
It literally might be that.
Yeah.
Plus covered in gamer gear. But there's orangutans there. I want to see a wild orangutan more than anything in the world.
They're wild at the zoo as well.
They're definitely wild. Leela is my girl.
Really?
Yeah, she's one of the orangutans there. When I used to work there, I would hang out with her all the time. She'd come over and tap the glass at me, and I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm sitting down with you for now.
It is. I love our zoo. Like, it's a great zoo, and there's great zoos all over the world, but I like the fact that our zoo is, in certain spots, 100 yards from a pothole-ridden road where, like, you're literally with these animals that are from half a planet or more away, and you're 10 yards from a pothole. Like, yes. It's such a transportation. I love it. It's such a great juxtaposition.
Right.
I wish I could go with you. I'd like to go with you, except for all the bugs and machete slashing things.
We still have never done a trip. Our first podcast, we were we're going on a trip.
Where did you want to go? The Badlands of South Dakota or something?
Yeah, I wanted to take him to, like, Yellowstone or something. You should go in November with me.
Maybe.
It's going to be really cold.
Yeah. Oh, I don't do cold.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't do I'm cold. Not. I don't do, you know, I can do rainforest and humidity and heat. Yeah. I don't do big bugs or, you know, large snakes.
It sounds like Eric and I need to go on a vacation together.
Sounds like you're just going to go to Florida and sit on a beach.
Yep.
I don't even really like Disney World with all those long waits and $12 for a soda. Yeah.
It's crazy.
How about somewhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlantic City.
Atlantic City? Yeah, yeah. Panama City Beach?
No. No. No spring break destinations.
Oh, man. You and me down there. We'd have to do a whole podcast like every day from the beach.
We could do that. Last thing. Tell me, since we don't know how dangerous Borneo will be.
Okay.
Maybe share the story of what was the animal that was sleeping outside your tent one night? Were they lions?
Oh, it wasn't lions. It was the leopard. And it wasn't sleeping. It was very much awake.
No, you were attempting to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And you heard these noises.
There's a couple of leopard experiences I had in Africa, but one of them, yes, was I woke up in the middle of the night in the middle of like a national park in Africa, and I had to use the bathroom, and I'm in a tent on the ground, and anything could be in our campsite at any time. And like I started shifting around a little bit in my tent and like heard growling outside of my tent. It sounded like a cat, like a big cat. And so I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going out to the bathroom. And so I just kind of like zipped up my tent and laid down and just like turned my flashlight off. And I just laid there. And then I heard like really loud purring, just like moving around outside my tent.
Not the kind of purring where you want to rub its belly, right?
No. I would be inside the belly.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, well, I'm not using the bathroom anymore. And then I eventually fell asleep, but it was pretty scary.
How could you fall asleep?
I think you know how when you're like antsy and you just lay there long enough with your eyes open, eventually you just like clock out, you know?
Yeah, you get exhausted from your anxiety.
Yeah, it was
and
that.
You just pass out.
Yeah. I was like, if it wanted to kill me, it would have killed me by now.
Not necessarily.
It was waiting.
Right.
Until I fell asleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good.
I think we talked last time on the podcast or when we had one of our talks. I asked you, how do you know how to handle those situations? And you told me somebody told you, like, it's a lot of common sense because we really don't know.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's just, I don't know. I think keeping just your head, like, level in certain situations is just the most important part. A lot of people act super irrationally when they're, like, confronted with something scary. And if you just kind of, like, take a deep breath and you're like, all right, this probably isn't going to kill me, but it could. And if it wants to, what do I do?
You have no choice. You're going hope you digest fast.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just keeping a level head, I think. But a lot of times people just want to go up and like pet some large animal, and it just doesn't work that way. They don't want to be pet usually.
Right. It's not like the zoo where they're used to seeing human beings. these human beings that they do see are probably often predators.
Yeah.
So they want to tear your face off.
It's true. I mean, it was like the guy just out in Yellowstone like 2 weeks ago. He like got out of his car. Did you see that?
No, we haven't had a good idiot been killed by...
He didn't get killed, unfortunately, but he did get arrested.
What was this story?
He got out of his car because a bunch of bison were crossing the road. And he started like bodying up to like a full bull bison. And he was like circling it, like yelling at it and like grunting at it. And it like bluff charged him, which is like, I'm going to pretend to charge at you right. And hopefully you run away. And then everybody's filming him with the cell phones, obviously. And then it cut out. And I'm like, well, I hope. I can't say that on the air.
Sure you can. It's a podcast, not FCC regulated.
I hope he gets what he deserves.
I agree.
But he did get arrested after the video came
out. Because you're not supposed to mess with these animals,
no,
right?
You're supposed to be like 50 yards from him, and this dude's like literally as close to me as you are. He had guts.
Or did he afterwards? Did he? They were gored out.
Yeah.
I don't mind when these people have their lives or limbs taken from them because you know better.
Yes.
We had a rash of these like a couple of years ago where people were doing stupid shit, even in their cars. Like, don't roll the window down. Mm-hmm. And then you get like usurped by this creature that just wants to eat.
Yeah.
I laugh at them. I mean, it's thinning the herd or culling the herd.
It's hard to say, but yes, it is survival of the fittest. I mean, when we went to Yellowstone the first time, I think like 4 people died within the 3 like weeks around us. Like the week we were there, the week before, and the week after. One lady the day we got there saw a bald eagle, which you come to Toledo, you're going to see like 1,000 of them. And she jumped out of her car, didn't look both ways, and got hit by a car. A bunch of people walked across Grand Prismatic, the giant hot spring. Somebody else fell into the giant hot spring. Somebody else got gored or something.
And another person, like, that was around the time when they had the baby bison that they
put, somebody put the baby bison in their van SUV. And drove it away.
I think I remember
they were like, it was cold.
That was like the week before we got there. And then like all of these other stories happened. And we're like, what is going on?
It was just, it was just a string of weirdness.
I felt bad for the little baby that got snatched by the gator at Disney World. Remember that?
Yeah.
I've like, that wasn't the baby's fault, I guess. Or maybe it was the parents' fault. And I guess they're, I don't know. But for the most part, like, don't, if you're in, as soon as you cross the state line from Georgia into Florida or any other, look out for gators.
Yes.
Like, I don't care if you're in downtown Orlando, look out for gators.
Yeah.
Yep.
They migrate, they go everywhere.
They do. Oh, I saw, it would be weird. Where I lived in Orlando, there were a lot of reservoirs or what, like small, cut out small lakes. And it's kind of eerie because you just see like a couple of dots poking out of the water. And people are like, that's a gator. I'm like, yeah, and we're not stopping.
Yeah, they're not endangered in any way. They're everywhere.
Like, gators?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they will, I think they might be, but I don't know. They're pretty prevalent.
It's kind of creepy at the zoo where they have the one gator.
Baru,
enclosed in the glass. Mm-hmm. And so many people are staring at it. Like, it's like taunting him. Like, it's not like the monkeys. Like, the monkeys don't want to eat you, and they're laughing at you and all that stuff. Like, this gator, this crocodile, he wants to eat you.
He would totally eat.
So they should just like randomly pick one person that goes into the zoo per day to feed like, Baru. Like, I'm sorry. Like, oh, good thing your kid's not heavy enough. It has to be at least 35 pounds. So we'll take you.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
But it's just like, it's like me holding a treat over my dog's head just out of his reach.
Yeah, it's true. It's like some weird post-apocalyptic story.
Yeah. I'm ready for that. Like, let's get here. Let the animals take over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging out. Maumee Film Festival, September 28th, it begins Maumee Indoor.
Yes. September 29th is the big day. September 28th is the beginning.
Oh, okay. September 28th is Friday night, though.
Friday night. There will be films. Friday Saturday, night. There will be a lot of films.
Anything Sunday, or is it?
Nope, Sunday. It's just, see, you can still enjoy your weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Go see a bunch of movies and then hang out on Sunday.
What's the last movie? You want to talk about Christopher Robin for 2 seconds?
Oh, it was beautiful. Like, not, like, the story was beautiful. Made me feel like I should stop working all the time and like love my cat children or something.
Don't.
But
keep
like
working.
But no, visually it was like a really beautiful movie.
I it's made like $77 million.
Good.
All the intellectual properties are remade. There's sequels. Hollywood doesn't take any risks. But of all the things that has been brought back out, I'm like, did anybody really want to know what happened to Christopher Robin when he grew up?
Yeah.
It just, I was more interested in Pooh and in this mental health savvy culture that we're in. The did the donkey, did he get any help? Because that was severe depression.
He kind of had a self-realization thing. But like they talk about that. They talk about what happened to Pooh after he grew up.
What happened?
So that's like a portion of the film is like what happened to Pooh after Christopher Robin grows up.
Because I care about all of them, not Christopher Robin.
Well, did you... Callie was telling me that all the characters are based off of, like, mental disorders.
Apparently. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, I read this thing where it was, like, all of them. Like, Eeyore's depression and, what did I say, Piglet is anxiety.
And then Pooh is, like, compulsiveness or something.
Impulsivity. Rue was, like, autism.
Rue was, like, autism, the younger, like, kangaroo. And then her mom was, like... something I don't know, but they're all supposed to be based after some like mental disorders or something. I don't know if that's the politically correct way of saying it.
No, that's fine. Look, me politically just say and Christopher Robin probably schizophrenia talking to like imaginary talking animals.
You'd think,
right?
But you gotta go see the movie. I feel like I'm promoting this movie.
No, that's fine. I haven't heard anybody talk about it.
If you think about it as like a Disney remake, though, that was actually probably one of the best Disney remakes.
I really liked it.
And Jungle Book came out. Sorry, I interrupted.
I, like, as a child, I thought Winnie the Pooh was boring. Like, I didn't really like watching it. Like, I don't know. And I really enjoyed this movie. Like, I kind of wanted to, like, laugh and cry the entire movie because it was just so sweet, but also, like, sad. And I don't know.
I feel like I should get paid for promoting this film. It was really good, though. I recommend it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was...
Maybe I'll watch it on demand. You know, I'm with you, Callie. I didn't really get into Winnie the Pooh as a little kid either. Eeyore was too depressing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if I'm going to watch a pantsless talking animal, it's going to be Donald Duck.
Yeah.
And Christopher Robin didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. It was not my... I liked all the other... Yogi Bear. Mm-hmm. Berenstain Bears.
Yes, all the other bears.
All the other bears were much. Baloo.
Yes.
From, was that Chip? Yeah, Jungle Book. Yeah. Winnie the Pooh's way down on my bear rankings. We'll rank bears next time.
All right, that sounds good to me.
Alex Goetz. Callie made a special guest appearance at the Mummy Film Festival the end of September. Hope to see you out there.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.